Hi everyone, I'm Matt Wagstaff, and welcome to another episode of the Live Long and Prosper podcast, where I discuss a number of topics related to living a life of balance, abundance, and happiness. Much of what is shared in this podcast is related to personal development, business, and financial literacy. Today, I have the pleasure of interviewing John Hill Jr., who's going to be sharing with us some nuggets about how he balances family, entrepreneurship, and being a community servant. I hope you enjoy. Well, first off, thank you again so very much for being part of the podcast journey and to spending one of your evenings with us. John, I truly appreciate you being here with us, and I know that you're going to have something that the listeners can take with them and hold on to. So really quickly, before we jump into the meat of why we are here today, if you wouldn't mind just giving a brief summary of who you are and what you do.
Sure, be happy to. Glad to be a part of this journey with you. My name's John Hill. I am a computer engineer by training, a longtime resident of Rochester, New York, but currently working out of Virginia. I focus my computer experience in project management these days. I receive incremental extended income from being an author of 3 books, and I also do some website maintenance activities. And to round out my life's journey at the moment, I also try to be a community servant and provide community service through the Masons organization or other things I do.
Excellent. So, I mean, you have a lot going on. I don't know how you make it all fit in, and as well as traveling back and forth from Rochester to Virginia. Probably that may be the secret right there. You probably get a lot of productivity in the car. I'm thinking that's the secret.
A lot of deep thought, at least, right? Not necessarily, I can't write while I'm in the car and those things, but you do get some personal time to kind of contemplate the world by the mileposts or flying by.
Absolutely. Some deep strategic planning sessions, just kind of one-on-ones there, yeah. I'm sure.
Yes.
nice. So, I mean, we're all sort of dealing with this coronavirus quarantine and this new normal that we're all experiencing right now. So I am super interested in understanding from your perspective, and I know the listeners are, of how you maintain sanity and or balance during this quarantine period.
Sure, yeah. Well, sanity is not really an issue. I mean, I'm an extrovert based on necessity, need, training, or whatever, right? I mean, I've kind of developed this external persona that I project to the world in order to get things I'm interested done. But, you know, I'm naturally a solitary soul, so being in this coronavirus world at the moment is actually in alignment with who I am. I think balance, you know, can be a little harder to kind of talk to or achieve, right? I mean, I basically focus on making sure that I'm meeting my professional obligations. And then outside of that, I'm pretty open with my time allocation. So I can be asleep or awake at 7 in the evening, or I can be asleep and awake at 3 a.m., right? So my schedule isn't very rigid.
I'm a witness to that too, by the way, the 4 a.m. Emails.
Yes.
I'm like, what in the world is John doing?
But that's probably one of those, you know, I was asleep at 7, I woke up at 10, and then my, you know, day just kind of meandered from there. But I get some really productive things done when I'm in that space. And then, you know, the other thing is that, you know, some of the balances, I make sure that I know what's important to me and that I'm using my time to invest in those things that are important, and then just kind of managing those things that are urgent, right? So knowing what's important and what's urgent and managing those things is how I kind of get through and maintain balance.
Yeah, it's something that you said earlier that really caught my attention. It's something that I was discussing in a couple of different podcast episodes about introversion versus extroverts. And one of the guests, one of my mentors, Brian Anderson, was saying he was an ambivert, where he was kind of like a mixture between the two. And then, but I love how you phrased it, though. I actually may have to borrow this one: an extrovert by necessity.
Yes. Yeah.
I like that.
Because that's the utility behind that. That's not my normal being, right? But yeah. You know, I mean, in order to, you know, get your ideas out there and express them properly, and in order to, you know, interact with people who have things that you need or you want to give to, right? You've got to be able to extend yourself. And so, you know, I went through Toastmasters to develop my speaking skills, and worked with some people in order to kind of, you know, make sure that I can present who I am to other people. But that's not who I am naturally. So I'm enjoying being able to settle back into my natural state for larger portions of my day.
That's awesome. Yeah, I know that the introverts are just having a ball right now with this whole process. And, you know, we have a moment of silence for all the extroverts out there.
There you go.
That's it. And I'm curious, with you being in the project management space, has that helped you at all in terms of being able to provide that balance throughout the course of your day when things are shaking up a little bit?
I think one of the things, and I kind of mentioned it, right? One of the things that I learned is project management, time management, is really understanding what's important and making sure that you're feeding those things that are important to you and not being overwhelmed by lots of things that are urgent. You know, some things are urgent, need to get done quickly, but don't do that at the loss of being able to take care of the things that are important. And I think I learned that as a part of my project management training, and, you know, I studied time management in that space. And that's kind of how I've been able to kind of manage the balance and make sure that I'm getting some of the important things done, right? When I'm into writing a book, you know, it's making sure that I'm setting aside some time on a regular basis in order to achieve that. And, you know, my catchphrase these days is consistent persistency, right? And so those things that are important, you need to very consistently be putting time in and be persistent about that. And so consistent persistency is my catchphrase at the moment.
I love it. So I got two gems already. extrovert by necessity and consistent persistency. I love it.
Good.
I think we're done with this interview. Oh my God, I love it. So now, okay, with you being a family man, an entrepreneur, a employee, if you will, and a community servant, like we talked about what's important and what's urgent, you know, juggling those four different aspects of life, plus probably your health and other aspects of life. You know, can you walk us through some of the decisions you make and how you determine and prioritize the urgency and the importance and things of that nature? And how have you balanced those four in particular: family, entrepreneurship, service, and like your health?
Sure. Yeah. So, and I think you and I have kind of talked about this in some previous conversations, right? But, you know, I prioritize family and friends very highly. My work hours and making sure that I'm making my deliverables next, and then fill in the balance of my time with community service. And so, you know, as I'm going through the course of a day, if a family friend needs me, they get a high priority interrupt on most things, and I'll drop whatever else I'm doing to kind of make sure that I'm taking care of those obligations and needs. You know, I schedule my work time. You know, I'm very diligent about, if I tell you I'm going to be someplace at 7:30, I'm there at 7:30. And, you know, somewhere in my life, maybe back when I was in the boys club, somebody said, if you're not 5 minutes early, you're late. And
oh yeah,
I'm trying to, you know, I'm trying to make sure that I'm honoring my time and other people's time by being on time. And so I work that way. And then I generally fill my discretionary time with community service projects. And so, you know, that's how I kind of prioritize things, you know, and so I'll drop things for family and, you know, fill in discretionary time. But I also am very keen and not too afraid to say no when people ask things of me that I just can't do and fit in, right? And it's better to kind of share a no with them and not get the expectations wrong than to say yes and then not deliver. So I don't have very much of a concern about saying no when necessary. And then I'm not guilty about my time, right? I mean, when I need to be quiet, when I need to refresh, when I need to cook a healthy meal, you know, I don't have any problem with letting those other things kind of not keep me from achieving the me things that I do. So that's kind of the prioritization story that I got.
That's great. Yeah. So, I mean, you probably go through that list and say, okay, is it family? Check. If it's not, then okay, work next. Check.
Yeah.
I can see that kind of that evolution.
It was a checklist earlier in my life, but now it's pretty natural. I know when I pick up the phone, if it's family, that, you know, I'm dropping everything. And if they make a request of me, I'm going to go service that, right? Or as a part of that conversation, it is, can I get this to you now? Can I get it to you tomorrow or whenever, right? But make sure that that gets serviced before anything else.
That's great. So you weave in the urgency importance matrix into that sort of hierarchy. Absolutely. Of values.
Yes.
Which is, that's great. Exactly. I love it.
Yeah.
And I'm also curious about some of the actual, the tools you use. So to help maybe manage time. And I know that the project management process has several tools and methodologies and frameworks. I'm curious about any tools you use, whether it's a post-it note or if it's an Excel sheet, or what do you use to sort of balance and manage your time and maybe just check in occasionally?
Yeah, so I manage my existence around a things to do list that I, you know, regenerate periodically. And in there, you know, the things that are important to me are definitely on the top of the list. And, you know, I'll fill in the, oh, you got to go to the grocery store and get this, or you promise somebody a call for that. And so I manage a things to do list as my kind of main tool for managing time and making sure that I'm getting to the important stuff.
Okay, that's great. And for me, I always find myself usually around this time of year, just kind of recalibrating and checking in. And I start to feel when I know that things are a little off. You know, how do you know, or do you ever get the sense of when things are off, and what's your process of sort of recalibrating?
Yeah. So, you know, every now and then, I don't think it's on a schedule, but every now and then, you know, deep in my inner spirit, things just don't feel balanced or don't feel like they're, you know, running on all cylinders. And normally in those times, I just kind of step away from everything. I'll take 2 or 3 days, normally a weekend, but, you know, depending on the urgency of stepping away, I'll just take a couple of days and forget all of those lists and, you know, just kind of take myself out of circulation for a while and just, you know, refresh and give myself time to kind of think through, probably not deeply, very loosely, just kind of allow those regenerative ideas to kind of come and replace the things that are kind of going on. And normally after 2 or 3 days of more or less solitude and not trying to be responsive to a lot of stimuli around me, it kind of rethinks itself. And my to-do list looks a little different when I'm done.
That's great. So you kind of just put the body on the table and just open it up a little bit and just move things around as you need to, and then zip it back up, and then things are back to normal.
Pretty much. Official. Yeah. Just kind of lay it all out bare and just kind of say, okay, let's kind of, you know, move the chess pieces on the board a little bit. And then, you know, after that kind of cathartic period, the pieces look better, or at least you've better understood why they're on the board and what they're supposed to be doing. Right. Just kind of that reflective moment kind of helps you.
Yeah. And that's super important too, because when you actually have time to understand why they're on the list, They can move on the list, or they can come off the list, or you just feel better about them just maybe taking up space where previously you may not have really understood why is it taking up so much space and so much time and felt maybe bad about it. But being able to reflect and understand why, it probably makes sense to me.
Yeah, and that's it exactly, right? You got to give yourself time to kind of re-strategize what's kind of going on in your life and why you're spending your energies on the things you are, or are there things that are missing that you need to be spending energies on? So that's it exactly.
That's great. Anything that you got going on now that you're trying to kind of fit in and balance? Anything you be willing to share?
Sure, yeah. Well, I've got several projects that I'm working on. I'm trying to start a credit union. I am working on refurbishing a castle in some property that's owned by the Masonic organization. I am having conversations with people about understanding where we are in the economy, that it's going to be refreshing itself, and should we be taking advantage of those opportunities, right? And so I've got all of those kind of projects going on, and I'm spending, some of my discretionary time working on all three of those.
Wow. I mean, one of those alone probably could take up a whole, a credit union alone.
Yes. But like I said, it's consistent persistency, right? And so you don't have to do it all at once. You just, as you're feeling it, work on one till it's not kind of the hot item or it needs more thought, and you move on to item number two, right? You just kind of work through the credit union, the castle, the, new business for the economy kind of thing, right?
I love it. And I'm thinking, I try to find something that will require a guest to come back for part two or three, but I think I got a couple from you.
Okay.
And, how to, or just some tips around starting a credit union. That's huge. I know folks would just be super interested in understanding that. If not, I know I would be. And refurbishing a castle. I don't think many of us have refurbished a castle before. and then also, the aftermath of this pandemic and kind of understanding where the chips fall, and they're still falling a little bit. And, how are we maybe 6 months to a year from now? So we'd love to have you back on to talk about either one of those topics or something else. I'm sure.
Sure. Yeah. I'd be happy to kind of do this again. This has been fun.
That's great. Hey, John, how can people connect with you if they want to follow up and learn a little bit more about you and what you do?
So if you just want to find out about me, I've got a website. I have a Business Hill Communication Services. And so the website is, HILLCOMMSBC for Hill Communication Services.com. And if anybody wants to reach out to me, I created an email address specifically for people who hear the podcast. And so it is livelongandprosper@hillcomservices.com. So it's, long live and prosper, all one word, @HILLCOMMSBC.com.
Love it. Absolutely love it. Any parting words of wisdom from you?
Everybody kind of refresh, wash your hands, take advantage of this difference in timing of things and grow yourself or refresh yourself during this time, but don't waste the time.
All right. Well, again, I appreciate you being along on this journey, John, with me. I got so many different nuggets right now. I'm about to just reflect on this for a little bit after we hang up. And I truly, truly appreciate you, brother, for being a part of this journey with me. Thank you
again. And I appreciate you, Brother Wagstaff. Thanks.
All right, everyone. Thank you so much again for listening. Special thanks to John for joining us on this podcast today and giving us a little bit of wisdom about how he manages his life and provides some balance for him, his personal life, his professional life, and his community social life. I gather quite a few nuggets that I plan to use and hold on to as I try to continue to maintain balance in my life. As always, I hope that this episode provides some value for you or your loved ones. Please share this episode with anyone who you think it may add value to their lives, as well as share this podcast with anyone who you think it may benefit. Also, make sure you follow John or reach out to John and follow up with him. He is an author, as well as just a great guy to connect with if you want to learn some life lessons. He's a wealth of knowledge, I'm sure. He actually owns some patents as well. He didn't share that with you all, but that's a little sneak tip for you all at the end of this episode here. But I would encourage you to follow up with John as well. As always, I hope you all are having a great time, being safe, and until the next time, live long and prosper.